She doesn't look like Dylan.
Oh, you hear what you want to say outside assistance. My name is Shamiri. How can I assist?
Hi. I don't know my mom's policy number, but one of the cars got lost control and...
Benny has all this shit in his side door.
Oh, he's got the policy number and everything? I need a towing truck ASAP. A car was driven onto grass and everything, and it's wet and it's stuck in there.
I'm sorry, it's stuck where, ma'am?
It's stuck like in the grass, literally, at a bank.
Okay, give me a moment. What's the spelling of your person last name?
For my mom's insurance.
Your first and last name.
My first and last name?
Yes, ma'am.
Amani Hack.
What's the spelling?
Amani.
Last name.
Hack, Hack.
Verify a good phone number to call you back on.
What was that?
Verify a good phone number to call you back on, please.
917-545-5833.
What type of vehicle are you calling about today?
The Toyota Solara.
Would you like to sign up to receive?
No, my mom has policy with you guys. Can I give you her social or her name so you can look it up?
Ma'am, this is for the caller. This is the caller's information. This is just for the caller.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like to sign up to receive mobile text updates with the status of the service today?
Okay, yeah.
What's the policy number?
That's the problem. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I have her email on my phone.
What did I say to you?
Hold on, I'm trying to look for her policy number. I'm in her email.
Her dash?
No, she doesn't have it in her car.
Wow, what if she gets pulled over? I just can't book her for insurance.
I'm sorry. Okay. Policy number is 28FL5267803.
Is that FL or SL, ma'am?
FL, as in Florida. Yeah, 28, as in 28.
I got hit by a drunk driver straight on my
Okay, hello, ma'am.
Yeah.
What's the first last name? What's the first and last name on the policy? And what's the zip code?
Hold on, hold on. I'm on the phone with her. What was that?
What's the first and last name on the policy?
Sahar Hussein.
Can I have a spelling?
S-A-H-A-R, initial O, last name H-U-S-S-E-I-N.
And what's his postal code, the zip code on the policy?
32835.
Give me a moment.
Did you need the other five numbers after the policy number?
Well, just let me a moment. I'm trying to see, okay?
I swear to God, these motherfuckers left the house and went somewhere to like some fucking ass.
No, he's bad spouse.
I'll literally talk to
him. He's bad spouse already. I don't think after this is gonna go on.
Okay, hello, ma'am.
Yes.
What's the effect of that on the membership?
What was that?
What's the effective date on the membership?
The effective date, 10/07/2020 to 10/07/2021.
What's the producer code and plan letter?
Where's that at?
It should be on the policy. It should be like a 45-digit producer code and then plan letter.
Is it like an NAIC number?
Yes.
37648.
And what's the plan letter?
Mm.
I don't know. I just have, like, little cards. I just have a copy from her email I'm looking at right now. I just have Permanent General Insurance Corporation, like, insurance identification card.
Okay. Well, I wasn't able to look at
the only thing that's showing me is the agency, the NIAC number, like, the model, the car, the VIN number. That's it. The policy, okay. Effective date.
All right, so I'm not able to look at the policy, ma'am. It's not pulling up under the policy number, the name. It's not pulling up.
Okay, let me give you the full policy number because I think you're missing 6 digits.
Okay.
Let's try again. It's 28FL 526-7803.
02-9999.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'm still not able to locate the policy. I can still set up the service, ma'am, but you have to pay out of pocket for the service.
Cash, card, how does it go?
I have to call the provider and get a quote for the service and let you know.
Okay. Can you please do that for me, please? They cannot pull out my policy. This is crazy.
Okay, ma'am, what's the home address?
6141 Raleigh, Raleigh Street, apartment number 1005, Orlando, Florida, 32835.
Three, two, eight, three, five.
Yeah.
What's the year make and model of the vehicle, ma'am?
It's a Camry Solara SE. It's 2004.
2004.
Toyota. Camry Solara.
What's the color?
Silver.
And what's wrong with the vehicle, ma'am?
It's stuck.
You said it's stuck in Bristol. Where is it stuck again?
At a bank. They went over a curb, and it's been raining, and they slipped onto the curb and got stuck in the bushes, and they tried to take it out, and they spun the wheel and dug holes. Like, dug the wheel, like, you know, dug holes in the ground with the wheel, and they can't even get the fucking car out.
So they need a winch out service.
Yeah, I just need a towing truck to pull it out and just tow it to my house.
So you're going to need two services? You're going to have to get a winching and a tow service, ma'am.
A what kind of service?
Winching. Winching is when they pull the vehicle from out of the... They're stuck in mud, basically. They had to hook the vehicle up and pull it out.
Oh, it's not that bad. It's just the one front of the tires that's digging the hole. The other back of them are sitting on top of the grass. I just need a tow truck to just like literally just move it, pull it out, because it moves. It's not dug all the way
in. Can the vehicle, is the vehicle still drivable when you get it out the mud?
Yeah. The wheels spin and everything.
All right, so if you're able to still drive the vehicle, then the only thing that's needed is a winch out. Well, for them to come and pull you out, which is a winching service, because the vehicle will still be drivable.
Yeah.
It's still drivable, yeah.
It is still drivable.
Because if it's not drivable, then that will require you to have a boat services, well, the tow.
No, it's still drivable.
Yeah, we think we can take it home and drive it home. Just gotta pull off.
We just need to pull it out. Yeah, we just need a tow truck to pull it out.
Well, I have a few questions to ask. Real fast, is the vehicle less than 15 feet from the paved roadway?
From the paved roadway.
Is it 15 feet lifted? No.
Less.
It's like
couple feet.
Maybe a foot and a half.
So, is it, what was that again?
Okay, sorry, let me go.
Maybe a foot and a half above the pavement.
Okay, so it's less than 15 feet.
Yeah, it's less than 15. Okay. Oh, yeah, way less.
Yeah, I mean.
It's like.
It's going to take them like 30 seconds to pull it backward. We all need just to pull it backward.
We just need, yeah, if we had a front with a truck, we wouldn't even have to be doing this right now.
Okay, is the vehicle in a ditch?
No.
Alright, it's not stuck in snow or sand. Is it lodged on a curb or railway?
It's over the curb.
Over the curb.
My face is bleeding.
Alright, your phone number is 917-545-5833.
Give me 1 second. Let me write that down.
Okay. Where exactly are you located?
I am. Let me pull up my map. I am exactly at 8061 Via Delagio Way.
Can you spell that?
VIA Delagio, DELLAGIO Way, WAY, Orlando, Florida, 32819. And it's literally behind the Regions Bank.
I tried everything. I didn't even realize he was driving. It was like he was coming around this corner and you would think we were taking it normally. So, like we were going like this and then he just goes, yeep.
All right, so you said 8061 Via Delagio Way?
Yes.
So I see a Regions Bank. Exactly where?
Right behind it. Literally.
All right. How would you be paying the provider today for the service, ma'am?
Card, I guess. Do I pay you?
I'm gonna go ahead.
Or do I pay them?
Ma'am. You're gonna pay the provider, but I'm gonna have, I have to call and get a quote. It is required just so you can know what you're having to pay for, and you have to agree to pay it. So I'm gonna place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay, and do I have to stay here to wait for them, or can I just go to my house?
Someone has to be there, especially since they're doing a winch out service. Someone has to be there. Now, if you want to, depending on the ETA, you know, you may can go home and go back when they're on the way, but someone has to be there with the vehicle when they arrive.
I'm not sick.
Okay.
Well, let me go ahead and speak to, and call someone and see if I can get a quote for the service. Also, since this is fully out of pocket, as a courtesy, I'm only able to call and get you one quote, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Please hold.
Thank you.